This episode is brought to you by Iams Pet Food. When you choose Iams dry dog or cat food, you can see a difference in your pet with your own eyes. Healthy energy in 5 days, healthy digestion in 10 days, and healthy skin and coat in just 25 days. Satisfaction for you and them. Guaranteed or your money back. Feed Iams dry dog or cat food and see a visible difference. Visit Iams.com/difference to learn more.
Did I just hear Herm Edwards in the SportsCenter update talking about how if the Cowboys just go get a running back, they might be able to salvage the season? Herm Edwards joins us coming up in half an hour. He has some splaining to do here on ESPN Radio. With Mark Zeno in for Amber Wilson is on maternity leave. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. This is Amber and Ian. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And Zeno, look, it's going to be more than a running back that the Cowboys need. They could have done that in the draft. They could have done that after the draft in undrafted free agency, where you could have had, I don't know, Carson Steele, who right now is toting a rock for the Kansas City Chiefs, along with a whole lot of others. You could have had Derrick Henry in the offseason, who is right now an MVP candidate for the Baltimore Ravens. It's a lot more, Zeno, good evening, my brother, than just a running back that the Dallas Cowboys need right now.
Yeah, I mean, the idea that one thing is going to fix this problem for the Dallas Cowboys is just factually incorrect, short-sighted, whatever you want to say. There's a litany of issues with this team among the injuries that they're dealing with, which every team has to deal with. But, you know, the amount of things that are needed to get right for this team is too numerous to count. And honestly, it feels like it at this point, you know, with the trade deadline sneaking up on us here, sell some pieces and just reboot for next year. I don't know that there's a better plan in place for the Cowboys.
We got a ton to get into tonight. You can be a part of Amber and Ian here on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It's not college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. College football, it's a pepper thing. We have a ton of college football to get into as well tonight with the first reveal. The college football playoff rankings coming up tomorrow night. One of the best head coaches and one of the better teams in college football will join us later on in the program. Reese Davis will be here with us as well. And we'll get you ready for Monday Night Football with some handicapping prop bets when Lance Taylor, our good friend and outstanding handicapper, joins us 1 hour from now. He's got not one, not two, but three props tonight for Tampa and Kansas City. And Zeno also has a couple props for you as well. Now, we'll touch on Monday Night Football in a moment, but let's stay Cowboys here for a moment, Mark. Look, the Dak injury, the CeeDee Lamb injury, Dak's going to be out for a while with a hamstring. CeeDee, I got to give him credit. He was a gamer with that shoulder injury, kept going back into the game when a lot of guys would have tapped out. A certain quarterback in Indianapolis who wasn't even hurt and tapped out. But, you know, this Cowboy bunch, they were a mess coming in. They're a bigger mess right now. And you just made the comment in passing, but I want you to elaborate on it a little bit more, that a Cowboys should be sellers tomorrow at the NFL trade deadline and not buyers. Why?
I mean, in reality, what is left for them to really try to accomplish here as they sit at 3-5? I mean, they're a game and a half better than the New York Giants, the Carolina Panthers, and the New Orleans Saints, who are three of the worst teams in football. Like, you have to climb ahead of two teams that have 3-4 wins in the bag against you already in Washington and Philadelphia. And then on top of that, you're still three wins behind wildcard teams like Minnesota, Green Bay. Could feasibly the 4-4 teams, the Buccaneers, the Rams, the Niners, fall out of it, or the Cardinals at 5-4? Maybe. But you're asking a lot to leapfrog just to get into the playoffs, to say you got there, to get smoked in the first round. Like, I mean, honestly, it's okay in sports now to wave the white flag and just go, forget about it, we're done, let's just move on. Because of all people, Jerry Jones should know this. When you have a bad investment, when you make a bad business decision, the only thing that makes it worse is hanging on to it. Cut bait, sell off, and get out. And try to set yourself up for some level of better success next year. You're the Dallas freaking Cowboys. The star carries a lot of weight. Guess what? Everyone's going to be there next year. There are no Cowboys fans walking away from this organization. If they've stuck around for the last 25 years, this isn't the tipping point, okay? There have been several other tipping points over the last quarter century that should have made them walk away. This isn't it. Fold the hand, walk away from the table, restock your bankroll, and get back into the next game.
You know, he made the comment in the offseason that they were all in, all in, all in, right? And they were really all out, all out, all out. Well, he went back in on that kind of an attitude when he was posed the question, what do you do at the deadline? Do you still believe in this team? Here's what he said post-game after another loss for his squad. Here's the general manager and owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones.
Really regret this for all of our Dallas Cowboy fans. We'll tell you this, that I've been around. I've seen Michael Irvin tear up and cry when he couldn't lose anybody because he's just recovering from knee surgery. Yet his ass came back and led a team to 3 Super Bowls. I know you can be there if you're there. That room's full of guys that can get it done. I believe in them, coaches and all.
All in, all in, all in. We're all in with these young guys coming up.
Yeah, well, guess what? You're all out, all out, all out, because you didn't do anything in the offseason. You were not all in. And then when he was asked again about do you make a move, he goes, yeah, we have a couple things in the hopper. And, you know, if the move, it takes two, as he said, two to tango, but they are looking to add at the deadline instead of selling. I don't believe anything Jerry says anymore. After the whole all-in thing, he made zero moves outside of Eric Hendricks to bring him in to play Mike linebacker. And look, Eric Hendricks was an outstanding backer. Keyword was an outstanding backer. We understand Lawrence has been out. Parsons has been out. But you didn't make any moves. You were not all in. And I don't believe you're going to make any moves at the deadline. And to your point, you should not make any moves at the deadline. If anything, maybe you should sell and not go and try and acquire anybody. But Jerry is the ultimate salesman. And if he starts selling pieces, he knows that there won't be as many fans in his building as far as Cowboy fans. Opponents, yes, but they won't be buying those $20 margaritas and, you know, buying up those $200 parking spots. Right now, to me, and I'm curious to see if you agree or disagree, it's not even about – it doesn't feel like it's about winning with Jerry Jones right now. It's about making money for Jerry Jones right now, for he and his family, because he was not all in. He did not make any moves. He didn't draft a running back. Not him, he, but the team didn't. Will McClay is the de facto general manager of the Dallas Cowboys, not Jerry Jones. He did not even grab a running back in undrafted free agency. So why would we believe anything that Jerry says when it comes to winning? To me right now, it feels like it's all about money.
Two quick points. Let's address the money one first, okay? You own a $5 billion franchise. Oh, I'm sorry, you'll only make $4.5 billion this year. Like, are we really shedding a tear because the Cowboys are always making money. They're like the Yankees. They're always making money. There's never a time where they're not making money, regardless of how bad they are. So I don't buy into that for one second. Whether people are there or not, guess what? Season tickets are paid for. Advertisements are paid for. Sponsorships are paid for. Everything's paid for already. How much more money does Jerry Jones need? He can only spend what he has on the cap on the team anyway. So that is limited. He has all the money he needs. So I don't necessarily believe it's about that. What it's more about than anything else is a three-letter word, ego. And that's been the Proud Boys' problem for the last quarter of a decade. Because Jerry Jones isn't somebody who wants to get it right.
He wants
to be right.
Yeah.
And that is a failure in sports. You don't want to be right. You want to get it right. And getting it right now is turning around and pulling the plug on this thing, getting guys healthy for next year. Micah Parsons, sit out the rest of the year. Go get healthy. Done. Not even worth him coming back early from an injury to risk what? Hurting it worse and possibly making him miss part of next season?
He's coming back this week.
I don't get it. Like, there's a way to sort of raise the white flag without doing it conspicuously. But, I mean, what does he honestly believe is going to happen for this team? And just look at what they have left on the schedule. Philadelphia, Houston, Washington, even Cincinnati. They still got Philadelphia. They got two against Philadelphia. They got a game against Carolina that they'll win. And the Giants that they'll win. Okay, so you're going to have 7 wins as opposed to 5? Like, I don't understand what the end game here is for Jerry. Other than, as you said, making money and proving to everybody that he's the smartest guy in the room.
Give me 60 seconds on this. Because in my opinion, I think everybody in the locker room agrees with Dak when he was caught on camera. And if you can you easily we bleeping suck.
That one too, yeah.
So when it comes to the room, I think every team, none of his teammates are going to disagree with him. None of his teammates are going to be angry with him for saying that. What was your reaction when you saw that clip and being able to read Dak's lips about the state of the Dallas Cowboys?
I mean, a little honesty goes a long way. I mean, in reality, he's not wrong. It's not about a talent level. To a certain extent, it's not even about the coaching per se. The totality of what this team is sucks. It doesn't work. It all doesn't work. Sometimes, you know, the sum of the parts is greater than the whole. This is where the whole isn't even equal to the sum of the parts because the whole is less than that. So, again, how many more bad losses is it going to take? How many more 47-9 beatdowns? How many more 44-19 beatdowns is it going to take? Especially if Philadelphia comes in there next week and rolls them. Or they got to do it on Monday night against Houston when C.J. Stroud walks in against this defense that just isn't what it is anymore, at least this year, and puts up 35 on them. Like, how much more embarrassing does it have to be?
Hey, well, we're about to find out because I have a feeling it's going to get even more embarrassing and when I say more, to a whole nother level. He's Mark Zeno. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. Coming up, another NFL coach has been fired. We might also see a big name in college football also be jettisoned to the tune of $90 million. Details right here on ESPN Radio.
In the world of football, one name stands above the rest. Nick Saban, a legend known for building dynasties on the gridiron. And in the world of interior paint, Bear Dynasty is a legend in its own right. It's the best of Bear, with everything you want in a paint, all in one can. And it's available exclusively at the Home Depot. Just like Nick Saban's powerhouse defense, Bear Dynasty defends your walls with unmatched stain repellency and scuff resistance. And with one coat coverage, you'll be able to complete your painting project and bask in your team's colors before kickoff. Defend your walls and your game time with Bear Dynasty interior paint at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid only when tinted to colors from the Bear Dynasty and Marquee Interior One Coat Hide Color Collection.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod.
It's been a long time since I saw my mom cry. And I mean a long time. Mama Fitz is an old horsewoman, founded, maintained, ran bred, thoroughbred horses in Folsom, Louisiana on Tautog Farm. Her biggest passion, aside from her kids, her four boys, is her beloved New Orleans Saints. And when they lost to Carolina yesterday, that old horsewoman shed a tear. With Mark Zeno in for Amber Wilson, I'm Ian Fitzsimmons here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. And Zeno, if you lose to Carolina and you are now below the worst team in the NFL, and I guess now technically the Saints are the worst team in the NFL in the standings at 2-7, losing a tiebreaker to the Carolina Panthers, yeah, you are the worst team in the NFL. They have lost seven straight for the first time since 1999. You punt on your head coach in Dennis Allen, and you drive an old horsewoman to tears for the first time that I can remember her crying since my older brother passed away a couple years ago. So, Zeno, when it comes to the Saints and firing Dennis Allen, you and I talked about this in the offseason. Not even the offseason. When they were 2-0, like, man, this is a fugazi. This is fool's gold here. This team is not that good. And here they are from 2-0 to 0-7, and they fire a head coach. So when you saw the loss yesterday going into last night, your immediate reaction was calling Ray Guy on the punt team, I'm assuming, and get rid of Dennis Allen.
Yeah, and again, my initial reaction was this should have been done two off seasons ago. Like, the fact that they retained him last year was mind-boggling. And after the season they had, that they retained him again was just a failure of ownership and a failure of the front office to think that they could run this back. And again, in reality, Dennis Allen, historically, has one of the worst winning percentages of any coach to ever stand on the sidelines who's coached as long as he has. Like, what more proof did you need that he was in over his head? He was out of his depth. There are some guys in life who are meant to be number twos, okay? That's fine. It's okay. We've seen them before in the NFL. Wade Phillips, Norv Turner. I mean, these guys were great coordinators. Bad head coaches. That's what Dennis Allen is. He's a bad head coach. He might be a great coordinator somewhere else. And might be able to run a defense. Maybe the Cowboys should look at him
in
defense next year.
He can. He has proven he is an outstanding colonel.
Not a general.
A good general.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, this was the fact that the 2-0 start was there. And I remember talking to people in New Orleans and New Orleans radio, and there were questions after 2 weeks going, can we make Clint Kubiak the head coach and just demote Dennis Allen to defensive coordinator? I mean, you know, jokingly, I'm sure they were doing that. But in reality, you know, he was a dead man walking for a season and a half. And I'm not sure why it took this long. The Saints will be better off when they go forward. Now, there's not going to be much better about the Saints. Speaking of a team that should sell at the deadline, get rid of as much as possible. They are in cap hell. There's no relief in sight for the next season or two. They may have to punt on next year again with all the dead cap that they have because they're going to have trouble fielding a decent roster. And I think they have some players that teams would want. But again, you know, what is the front office going to do? How are they going to handle this? And the Carolina Panthers seem to be the kiss of death for NFC South coaches when you lose to them. 3 years ago, Dan Quinn lost when he was head coach of the Falcons, lost to the Panthers. He got fired the next day. Last year, when Arthur Smith lost to the Panthers in a 9-6 rain-soaked fest down in Carolina, that was the moment where Arthur Blank decided he was firing Arthur Smith, and now they've got Dennis Allen fired. So if you're an NFC South coach, psst, don't lose to the Panthers.
Man, it is unbelievable to see. And right now, Derek Carr said it, going into the game, don't look at me as some savior. Well, clearly he wasn't. And now, you know, it's another head coach is gone. There's another coaching vacancy in the NFL. And I'm beyond fascinated to see what the Saints do after this season and where they turn when it comes to, a proud city and a fan base that does deserve better, has deserved better. And again, facing a 7-game losing streak right now for the first time since 1999. He's Mark Zeno on me and Fitzsimmons here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, Amber Wilson out on maternity leave. And now, Zeno, now we turn to college football also, where Lincoln Riley, head coach at USC, year one, 11-1. Outstanding debut coming from Oklahoma as the head coach of the men of Troy. Since then, not so much. Year two, look, they were riddled with injuries. I get it. But the defense still couldn't stop anybody. Then he comes in and fires his defensive coordinator, Alex Grinch, who he brought with him from Oklahoma to USC. Does a complete revamp. Goes across the street and hires Danton Lynn from UCLA, which was an outstanding hire. Also gets Eric Henderson, D-line coach from the L.A. Rams, to come in and be co-defensive coordinator to coach the defensive front. Look at their record right now. A losing record. How many games have they won going back to last season? And now you have, yeah, that's it. And now, Zeno, you have a lot of USC fans wondering, hey, big money boosters, can you go dig into your deep pockets and pull out $90 million? That is the buyout for Lincoln Riley at USC. Your reaction?
Okay, there are two things here. One, I don't think you fire Lincoln Riley because he can still coach. But that said, quarterback matters. And this is no disrespect to Mitch Moss, but the drop-off from Caleb to Mitch is pretty substantial.
Yeah, but Miller Moss, yeah, but here's
Miller Moss, sorry.
Here, you're going Mitch Mustaine there? He was in the news recently, so I get it. But look, Miller Moss can play. They can't protect the guy. I mean, dude, okay. He's under assault, man. I mean, it's unbelievable. I like Miller Moss a lot, but That again, the
how they beat LSU was still the head scratcher of the season for me.
Still, how they lost to Penn State the way they did in OT is still a head scratcher to me. And I think that was a turning point. When you lose that game the way they did, that is when things all of a sudden started to sour for the men of Troy. And I'm with you. I would not fire Lincoln Riley yet, meaning at the end of this season. I'd give him one more year. But, man, something has got to change because it reeks right now at USC.
Here is the biggest knock on Lincoln Riley. And this is something that goes to coaching more than anything, right? You got an idea of the last road win that USC has had? Because
does Vegas count against SC?
No, last true road win, I should say. Yeah. The last true game that they won on the road. You got to go back to October 28th last year, a 50-49 win over Cal. Over Cal. And you gave up 49 points to Cal. Like, when you can't win on the road, that is a sign to me that you are not prepared, that your coach hasn't made you tough enough, that you haven't done the little things and executed better away from home. Like, it is a signal that your team is not prepared. And that, to me, is something that needs to be addressed by Lincoln Riley and addressed to Lincoln Riley. Hey, guess what? Lose another road game, and we're going to have some serious problems here. You got to show. You want to win a national championship? Guess what? It ain't in your home building. So you got to figure out how to win away from there.
What would you do if you're USC?
You got to hang on to him. You can't cut bait at this point in time. He's too good of an offensive coach. He's too good of an offensive coach. He needs a little bit more weapons. As you talked about the offensive line, he's got to do a better job of recruiting because, honestly, you know, Lincoln has always had people coming to him, and that ain't the case no more. So the game has changed. Whether it's a transfer portal or whatever, he's got to get better athletes. He's got to get better guys on his team that can make his team better, and he's not doing it.
We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive is proud to help drive veterans and small businesses forward through the Keys to Progress program. Visit them at progressive.com. He's Mark Zeno. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. Herm Edwards reacts to that and the Dallas Cowboys next here on ESPN Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
We've got prop bets. We've got picks coming up top of the hour when Lance Taylor, outstanding handicapper, he joins us at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific every single Monday when we aren't preempted. He'll have a couple picks for you when it comes to Monday Night Football. Bucks at Chiefs and a rain-soaked Arrowhead. Should be an outstanding game tonight coming up on ABC and ESPN. Well, Mark Zeno in for Amber Wilson is on maternity leave. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Joining us right now, one of our favorites, the coach, Herm Edwards, at this time every single Monday. Coach, you know I love you. Hugs and kisses.
Yes, sir.
Did I hear you earlier today say that the Cowboys
–
you know where I'm going.
I knew you'd get your attention. Come on. Bring it to me.
Did you really say the Cowboys need to go and get a running back and they might be able to make a run and salvage this season? Did I hear you correctly?
You heard me correctly.
Coach, I'm going to drug test you. Explain yourself.
9-game season for all these teams. 9 to 8 games. You sit here with 3 wins. If you do the math, and this is what you got to preach to your football team, regardless of what the outdoor people outside the building say. I mean, you look at your football team, say, hey, we got 3 wins. I know we're not where we want to be, but can we win 6 games? Can you win six out of nine? If you do, you're in the playoffs. You can win nine games. You got a shot. Hey, if you win seven, you're really doing good. But that's what you got to preach. I mean, look, I was in this similar situation with the team when I was with the Jets. We were 2-5. You're 2-5. And I looked at the schedule and say, we just got to go find a way to win a game. And let's just win one. And, you know, all of a sudden we won a game. And the players bought into it. And we ended up winning the division. Now, I'm not saying they're going to win a division because I think the Commanders are obviously the best team, the most consistent team in this division because the Philadelphia Eagles play against the Philadelphia Eagles every week. They just find a way to play against themselves. So that's another story. But, you know, I'm looking at teams and, you know, people get all excited and I'm just telling you what coaches are saying right now. You know, I mean, you can't just say it's over. I mean, everyone outside the building is telling you it's over and that ain't the way it works. You know, just go win a game and see how you feel.
Fair enough. Coach, what is the consolation prize for the Cowboys to get into the playoffs so they can get smacked around in the first round and go home? Like, I mean, I know you don't think that way as a coach and players, but in reality, okay. I mean, they're going to go up against a team that is far superior to them, that has a lot less warts than them, that likely is better coached than them.
Okay, you make all those great points. Well, why don't we just give the trophy then to the Detroit Lions and just stop the season? Let's just stop the season, give it to the Detroit Lions. Okay, they're the best team right now. Let's give it to the Lions. They're Super Bowl champs. Are you kidding me?
No, because we have more season.
This is the greatest thing about sports. It really is. It's what when you're in situations like this, whether you make it to the Super Bowl, whether you win three or four games, you find out a lot about your teammates. You find a lot about your organization. And because, look, everyone's not going to end up with a winning record. We know that. And so that's the part of the deal. And I'm just telling you what's happening in the building. What happens outside the building, everybody can have an opinion. But I'm just saying this as a former player and as a former coach, and this is just how I think. You have the right to think any way you want to think. And that's okay. But when you're a player and you're a coach and you're in this is your livelihood. This is what you do. I don't think people understand the joy of winning a game. Regardless of what your record is, just go win a game and see how that feels.
He is Herm Edwards, ESPN NFL analyst, joining us here on Amber and Ian. Mark Zeno in for Amber Wilson. Coach, let's talk about the Saints here for a second. I'm curious because I'm more curious inside the locker room. Like, we talk about this a lot as analysts, like the new coach bump, right? Like, everybody seems to react different that first game after a coach gets fired. What is the tenor in the locker room? What are new coaches saying? What is the interim coach? Like, is that really a thing? Do players get more energized after a coach gets fired?
You know, every organization is a little bit different. How you handle a firing, obviously. Who's the next guy? I mean, look, the Jets did this, and they struggled. I mean, they finally won a game, right? They lost a bunch in a row before they finally got one. And so – I just think that, you know, every team handles it different. This is where your leadership group, what type of guys you have in that locker room, you know, to make sure that they're the ones that are making sure the players understand the importance. I've always said this, okay? And you guys might think I'm corny. You might think, well, yeah. There's something about being a professional. Now you got to be a professional. Now it shows. Are you a pro? Are you going to just play out the season? Don't want to get hurt. I'm going to collect a check. We're not going to the playoffs. Half the teams right now aren't going to the playoffs, right? So what should you do if you're one of those teams and you've got two wins, three wins? Just mail it in? Because I know this. I was on some good teams in Philadelphia, and I was on some not-so-good teams. And one thing I knew, that I wasn't tapping out. I respected my teammates too much to tap out. You know, that's a professional way to do it. Okay, now, every team's different. And this is why when you draft players, when you acquire players in the draft or trades, you got to make sure you got the right locker room. Because at the end, everybody's not going to the playoffs, guys. There's going to be 14 teams. And everybody else is going home. They're going to do like us. They're going to talk about it. They're not going to be a part of it. But that's the uniqueness of the game of football in any sport, really.
Herm Edwards joining us here as he does at this time every Monday here on ESPN Radio with Mark Zeno in for Amber Wilson. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. We appreciate you spending part of your evening with us. And, you know, Coach, you mentioned Philadelphia there. Go back for people just tuning in when you said the Eagles are playing the Eagles every single week. Elaborate on that.
I think sometimes, you know, decisions you make as a coach, you can put your team in a bind. And I think we've watched this team, and look, they have a winning record. But every time they play, you just kind of hold your breath. You say, what are they going to do this time? Example, I'm just a novelist at this. I'm watching them play, and I'm going, okay, they got the Philly push, or whatever you want to call it. It doesn't work one time. Doesn't work two times. Doesn't work three times. Finally, the fourth time, they said, okay, we'll go throw a pass now. That doesn't work. Here's the question for me. I'm sitting there watching this. I go, you know why? You don't have to do that. You could actually just line up under center. You got this running back as number 26. Give him the ball and let him make a yard. Just turn around and give it to 26. I mean, he just jumped over five guys.
Backwards.
Backwards. Backwards. I think he can make a yard. Sometimes we get caught up and we complicate things. Give it to 26. Just turn around and say, hey, man, can you make a yard for me? Yeah, Coach, I can make a yard. Okay. Go make a yard, please.
It sounds like you're begging, Coach. It's almost like you're pleading. Can you please, a third and half a yard or fourth and half a yard, give it to 20, give it to Barkley?
You think? Wouldn't you give it to 26?
In a heartbeat.
I mean, just give it to him.
You're gonna have little leaguers. You're gonna have little leaguers turning around backwards, trying to jump over backwards over DBs.
They got no shot. No one, guys. I've been in football a long time. No, literally. And every week we witness wide receivers making one hand catches. They do it in college. They do it in the pro level. They do it in high school. Now they get on their heads and they look like a popsicle. They do all that. But what Saquon Barkley did. Guys, you can't do that. Who does that? Nobody. You can't practice that one.
No.
That's like one of those things. You see it, you go, really? What did I just see? And you got to keep looking at it and going, how did he do this? You can't do that, guys. I don't know who he does that. He's the only one.
Coach, it's as simple as I think that, you know, much as like, you know, we talk about the generation coming up versus our generation, right? There is a new younger generation of coaches who don't feel the game. They're so cerebral that I think that they take out the gut feeling of coaching a game and analytics takes over and they've been brought up to believe that's it. Again, analytics doesn't tell you on third and one, fourth and one, 86% of the time a QB sneak converts a first down. But, you know, let's run shotgun, five wide receiver set. Beyond that, I asked a simple question because – I have a hard time looking at the NFL right now and looking at more than three or four coaches that I genuinely trust throughout four quarters of a game. I mean, is it that small? Has coaching changed that much that these guys, there are so many untrustworthy coaches?
Well, I think what happens is they get caught up in, you know, everyone knows, everyone has the information now for analytics, right? And you read the numbers. They're the numbers, the numbers. I always go listen. You know what I learned as a coach when I became head coach? I said, man, something never changes. Listen to your eyes. What does your eyes tell you? You know, and I've sat there many a time. I was watching with my eyes, and you hear all the information. Coach, in this situation, I said, I got it, but I'm listening to my eyes. Them analytics ain't got nothing to do with what's happening on the field right now. You can't spend no number on that. This is body against body. This is team against team. And my eyes tell me at this moment, in this game, this is what I need to do. Because my gut tells me that. And I never waver when it comes to that. I just listen to my eyes, man. If you watch the game and you know your team, you go, okay, now you get some information. I'm not saying that information doesn't work. I get all that. But at the end, when you're the coach, you're looking at it and you're going, okay, this is what I got to do. I get it.
Coach,
I don't know. This is me.
You're the best. Disagree on the Cowboys, by the way. They don't need to be adding running backs. They need to be selling, not buying. But go ahead.
But listen to this. And I'm an Eagle, and I'm giving the Cowboys hope. You know how hard that is?
That tastes like vinegar on your palate right now, right? It does not taste good. Give us 30 seconds.
I got some of my teammates calling me saying, "Man, Herm, what you doing? You talking about the Eagles?" Hey, man, right now I'm in the giving spirit. It's trick or treat. I'm in the giving spirit. Let's give them a chance.
The bird's almost around the corner, and then it's the giving season, right, in Christmas. Give us 30 seconds. Monday Night Football, what are you looking to see tonight? Chiefs, Bucks.
I'm going to watch the Bucks, basically, how they attack the Chiefs' defense. I think, they got to use their running backs in the passing game, Otten, the tight end, and then can they stop Kelsey? And DeAndre Hopkins, how is he going to all of a sudden get implemented in this offense? I want to see that.
You're the best, man. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate you both. Thank you, man.
He's Zeno. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. That's Herm Edwards. Coming up, you won't believe what a guy did when it comes to flowers, a girlfriend, and an ex-wife right here on ESPN Radio.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
It's basketball season, baby. When you're playing with BetMGM, you don't need to be 7 feet tall with a 7 foot wingspan to get into the action. Oh, you're betting with the big boys now. I'm talking over points, under assists, and exact rebounds all day. Fadeaway jumper from the left wing hitting nothing but net type of vibe. This basketball season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network.
A theme tonight? No theme? Okay. Rachel Robinson every now and then with Rachel's Tunes. We'll have a music theme with our rejoin music. Thankfully, Zeno and I don't have to try and track it and figure it out because we stink at trying to figure it, handicap.
I mean, the theme could be songs that have been playing in Rachel's head, but I don't think we have enough.
We don't want
music
to get inside your head after you've been to Europe. He's Mark Zeno. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. That's Rachel Robinson. Our assistant producer, James Steele, is trying to keep us out of the ditch. It's a daunting task. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. You're on ESPN Radio. Let's get to our top five takeaways from the weekend. It's The List.
This is The List.
You know what? You just made The List.
The List with Amber and Ian. Number five.
Amber Wilson out on maternity leave. Let's start with Zeno. Zeno, number five, your biggest takeaway from the weekend. Go ahead.
Guess what? Don't trust the Cincinnati Bengals. They're still a bad team. Just in, though, the Raiders are worse. That's really more than anything. Antonio Pierce might not be a good coach, and there are a lot of problems in Las Vegas that need to be fixed. All those good mojo, all those good feelings that were the last seven games of last year, they are out the window. This is an organization that is in trouble, that needs help, and that needs better players. And this is another team that should start looking towards next season.
Number five for me, a man in Florida sends flowers to his girlfriend, but the card was addressed to his ex-wife.
Ouch.
That'll get you beat every single time. Card saying, you're the love of my life. I miss you so much, blah, blah, blah. And the girlfriend knew both, who's also divorced, knew the husband and the ex-wife, calls the boyfriend and says, you addressed the card to the ex-wife. He tried to plead innocent,
nope.
Then never sent the flowers. She calls the flower shop. Yeah, you know what? It'll get you beat every single time. Attention to detail, kids, is always at the epicenter of the game of life. Yes, Zeno.
You want to know the younger version of that is accidentally texting something to the wrong person. Right? You're talking to two different girls and you accidentally text the wrong name, or like you say something that was meant for girl A, but it's really sent to girl B. When you're talking to them both,
whoops,
at the same time, you try, whoops, oh, sorry. Thank God you can quickly delete text now on an iPhone and just hope they didn't see it, but you better move fast.
Hey, it gets you beat every single time. Sometimes you find good stories in the purple section to this day of the USA Today. Moving on.
Number four.
What do you got?
If you'd like to beat the Baltimore Ravens, you better do it early, like in the first quarter, because this is a team that once they get a lead is nearly unstoppable, and that entire playbook is opened up for them. Like, if you look at the way the Ravens lose, look at the way they've lost games in the past, look at the playoff games that they've lost, they don't get out to another lead. Force them into a negative game script, force Lamar Jackson to throw the team back into a game, and you are having success for beating the Ravens. But guess what? You get down 14-0 early, that's all she wrote, folks. Bye-bye. You're not coming back on that team.
Number four for me, the Tennessee Volunteers blackout uniforms are even better in person. We were there on Saturday night. The blackout evening was hypnotic. And those unis, when they only do it once a year, all black, orange numbers, white trim, might be the cleanest and sweetest in all of college football. They only do it once a year. Blackout unis of Tennessee, beyond tip of the cap, bow down, and all the light show and everything else that goes along with it and the blackout theme, damn, man, it is remarkable to see in person.
Number three.
I am hopeful here that this sets up the way I want it to for the Indiana Hoosiers, who I am still having a hard time believing are as good as they are. When it's all said and done, they may go to Ohio State and they may lose, and they may finish 11-1. They will not have a single win over a team that's going to get a top 25 vote at any point post-October. So I don't know how real they are, but I would love for this to set up with them as like a 5 seed or a 4 seed and then have them play an SEC team and watch them play big boy football and get spanked around in the first round of the college football playoff. That is the situation I want to manifest. I'm not hating on the Hoosiers. The step up in class for them hasn't been there yet, and I'm still questioning whether they're ready for it.
I was going to go with a certain airline that has a very patriotic theme, because I got royally screwed yet again by this particular airline yesterday. But I'm going to piggyback what you said about Indiana. I know they haven't played a ranked team, but they have not had a team come even sniff being within a single digit of them. They've beaten every team by double
scores.
Digits and then some. They're pretty damn good, and we might be there in the shoe against Ohio State. And, man, if it is, that could be a top 10 matchup and could be epic. Moving on.
Number two.
The Minnesota Vikings are fading, folks. I know they won last night, but the magic that Sam Darnold showed through September was fool's gold. It is fugazi. This is not a team that I want to back the rest of the year. Remember when we talked about a week or two ago the team that I told you was going to miss the playoffs from the NFC North, and I told you it was the Vikings? This thing is going off the track sooner rather than later, because the real Sam Darnold is finally starting to stand up.
For me, Jerry Jones saying that they might make a move the trade deadline is also, as you said, fugazi. That is fool's gold. He said in the offseason, all in, all in, all in. All he's doing is selling right now to try and make sure his $20 margaritas will be sold and there will still be butts in seats trying to sell false hope to to the Dallas Cowboys fans. This is one of the worst teams in the NFC, not one of the better teams in the NFC that should be buying tomorrow at the trade deadline. Instead, they should be selling, but they won't.
Number one.
The NFC West is absolutely the 49ers division. The other teams don't really want to take control of this thing. The 49ers opened the door for them, but guess what? It's going to close real quick post-bye week. Christian McCaffrey looks like he's coming back healthy. The 49ers are a must-play on going forward. They are going to run away with the NFC West when it's all said and done.
I hope not. My brother coaches for the Seahawks. For me, college football playoff, man, college football right now is not drunk. It's on heavy narcotics. The last five unbeatens are Army, BYU, Miami, Indiana, and Oregon. If you'd have told me back in August, bet on the last five unbeatens, I'd have gone 1-4. I'd had Oregon, and that's it. Oh, Florida State's 1-8. Vanderbilt is ranked. That sums up college football right now. More on that when Reese Davis joins us at 8:30, and one of the best head coaches in college football will be here with us coming up to start the 9 o'clock Eastern hour. Up next, though, we get you ready for Monday Night Football with some picks right here on ESPN Radio.